The Kennedy humor was most appealing when used to laugh at himself and with his foes. He told the Conservative National Association of Manufacturers,
I have not always considered the membership of the NAM as among my strongest supporters. I'm not sure you have all approached the new frontier with the greatest possible enthusiasm. I recognize that in the last campaign, most of the members of this luncheon group today supported my opponent, except for a very few who were under the impression that I was my father's son. But
in the midst of his battle with Roger Blau over U.S. Steel's sudden price increase in the face of rising inflation, he said, My father always told me that steel men were SOBs, but I never realized till now how right he was. At a Yale honorary degree ceremony, he strung all his frustrations together in a salute to the sons of Eli.
As General de Gaulle occasionally acknowledges, America to be the daughter of Europe, so I am pleased to come to Yale, the daughter of Harvard. It might be said now that I have the best of both worlds, a Harvard education and a Yale degree. I am particularly glad to become a Yale man because as I think about my troubles, I find that a lot of them have come from other Yale men. Among businessmen, I've had a minor disagreement with Roger Blau of the law school class of 1931, and I've had some complaints too from my friend Henry Ford of the class of 1940. In journalism, I seem to have some differences with John Hay Whitney of the class of 1926. And sometimes I also displease Henry Luce of the class of 1920, not to mention always William F. Buckley Jr. of the class of 1950.